Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yo, yesterday, fam, this is the most f***ed up thing. I woke up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I went to bed, all clothes on, right? Normal sleep, right? I wake up the next morning, fam, my shirt is off.
How?
And it's placed, like, next to me.
What do you mean?
Because my sister comes in my room every day, right?
Yeah.
to get my charger.
Yeah.
And then I wake up, and then I look down, my shirt's off. I'm like, what the f***?
So you took off your shirt?
No. Like, I think it happened like in my sleep because I woke up and my shirt was off.
Not that. Yo, you ever hear that thing about like there's like a sleep demon?
That's what I was gonna say. Like the sleep demon Loki kind of horny taking my shirt off.
So did this supposed to be like some next like sleep demon? So yeah. Anytime you have like a wet dream or you have like a sexual dream.
Oh yeah.
It's actually like a demon that's trying to steal your energy.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
I forgot what it's called, but it's like anytime you can feel. Mm-hmm. Like, you know when you have a sexual dream?
Yeah.
But you actually feel it?
Oh, yeah. So, I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
So when you feel it, they say it's actually a demon that's, like, sucking you up or something.
What's that, the show? Big Mouth?
Yeah, Big Mouth.
It's like Big Mouth. The guy is like, hey, you want to fucking... You want to talk about
it? I guess.
What the f***?
Yeah, and then there's like two different ones. There's one for a guy and one for a girl. Mm. And then they both look different. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. But the purpose is they because apparently like your semen, like it holds energy, right?
Oh, 100%,
that's the whole theory with like NoFap because it holds your energy, this and that, right? It's good for your soul.
Uh-huh.
So the theory goes, they're trying to steal your energy. That's why they do that in your sleep. So like they're sucking you dry of your energy.
Pause.
In a sense.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
The semen theory.
Yeah.
No, because like, because after the thing, bro, like, yo, if those men that do no fat, like I've seen bare videos and like, yo, I feel more spiritually like I feel enlightened.
Yeah.
And I have way more energy than before.
What do you think about no fat though? You think that's real or you think it's bullshit?
I think it's bullshit.
You think it's bullshit?
Because I think I read about like you have to release like a couple of times a week because it's healthy for you.
Yeah. And, and it's good for your prostate.
Yeah.
It reduces prostate cancer and all that. Mm-hmm. But yo, so I actually did it for like a couple months. I tried it. Right?
Word, you did?
Yeah. Remember in high school?
No, I didn't. I didn't tell you that.
No. Bro.
What happened?
I did it in high school because like I was looking at the benefits and this and that, right? So I tried it. I'm like, let me try it out. After my experience, like I did reap benefits from it. Like what were the benefits? Like feeling more confident in yourself,
100%.
Feeling more energized, right? This and that. But what I think it really was, was it was more of like a goal.
Yeah. Just like, okay, I just want to complete this to make myself feel good.
Yeah. It's more like, okay, look, let's take a person that has no goal, right?
Okay. Yeah.
They're going through their day. Like, well, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. I'll just stay in bed. Yeah. No goal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a goal, you're striving towards something. So everything you do, it's like, I'm pushing forward. I'm pushing toward. I'm pushing toward. Right. So it's kind of like it goes hand in hand with if you have a goal, you're going to be
motivated.
But if you have no goal, you're not going to be motivated.
Okay, bro. Like, I'm not doing this. No fat.
Exactly. So I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. It's not necessarily too much because there's no like scientific.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more like a placebo.
Why do they do it? No, not November. Like, why don't you just do no nut forever? You feel me? that's why it's like, okay, boom. Like, there's a goal there. So, like, man, after that, they feel good. Boom. Do whatever you want to do.
Thirstiest man alive,
fam. Holy shit. December 1, fam?
He finally gets a shorty. Boom. She explodes. Boom.
Just a touch, fam.
I think there's a movie on that too. There's like a whole movie on that shit.
On what?
On like Nova. There's like this guy. I think it's called 30 Days, 30 Nights. He went like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he watch it. It's actually a good movie.
There's got to be like those small. It's like a. What do you call those? A local movie.
No. It was a professional movie. What with like. The f- I forgot who it was, but. Yeah, it was a good movie. Watch it. Yeah. I'll send you a link.
You know what a good movie I watched recently?
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched it. Bad Trip.
Oh, I didn't watch
with
that.
With Eric Andre.
Nah.
So, fam, this is probably the worst but best movie like I've ever watched.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not even like a movie. At first, I was like, what the hell is going on? Because they were like hitting cameras everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And also a plot. So there were scenes where there was acting. But then they'll pull a prank. They'll pull a prank and like get the reaction of the.
Oh, so it's real.
Yeah, it's like real.
Oh, it's life. Like Jackass then.
Okay, yeah.
Is it like Jackass?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But fam, one prank, it was like, oh, the guy was like, the actor went into the gorilla cage and the gorilla took off his pants and shit and started. What the f-? And everyone was like, oh, what the f- is going on? And I read an article, is like, yeah, every reaction in that movie was genuine.
That's sick.
Because if there was a non-genuine reaction, it would have thrown off the whole movie, right?
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. But that's crazy how it kind of the people's reactions kind of like move the movie like forward type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they had a bad reaction, then whatever.
I think they did that with I think it was Bad Santa or some shit or Bad Grandpa. I think I could be wrong.
Oh no, Bad Grandpa was not. It was that was scripted.
Oh, that was scripted. No, yeah. there's another movie.
Who's that? Borat?
Oh, I think the new Borat actually had like live reactions too.
Borat was going around like naked and shit. Like that guy was actually wild.
Yo, the thing about Borat, that shit cannot come out. Like, bro. Actually, well, I'm saying it can't come out, but it did come out like last year.
Yeah, it did. But like, did it get any backlash or no? Because there was
like, I feel like there's no way it couldn't. There's no way it couldn't, but like, I wouldn't care. I don't give a shit.
Cause it's like Borat. So it's like, you know, it's a joke.
Yeah.
But like how he was staying with random people during COVID and
shit. Yeah.
Like why would you let a man like that, like looks like that in your house? I don't get that. So.
Oh, yo, I rewatched like Pepe Le Pew. Cause you know how they're canceling Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah. For, cause he's like a rapist or pedophile.
Yeah, bro. And so at first when I heard like, oh, they're canceling Pepe Le Pew, I'm like, ah, these guys are sensitive.
Yeah.
That's my first thought. I'm like, ah, these guys. Look at the world now. But then I went back. I looked at this shit. And I'm like, bro, this is some shit.
It was.
This guy, the Pepe Le Pew took the skunk in his home, locked the doors. And he's like, come on, Corey. Like,
yeah, bro.
He's like kissing her up and shit.
Yeah, fam. Like, Shorty would just be chilling in the field, bro. And he would come up, you know?
Loki
like,
kidnapped her.
Yeah, bro. It's up, bro.
It's messed up.
So like, I get why they're trying to cancel him, but yeah.
Mm.
You seen the Space Jam shit too?
Oh, the new. Yeah. I'm not a big fan.
What are your first thoughts, bro? The Zendaya's playing
Lola Bunny.
Yeah, Lola Bunny. Just
I don't know, man. Cause to me, it will never live up. It will never live up. But I'm still gonna enjoy it.
Word.
I'm not gonna like, oh, it can't be that good.
That's true.
I'm still gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna try and watch it.
All the guys in the comments, cause there was Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard. In the movie, but Dwayne Wade is Lola, is like Lola Bunny.
Wait, Dwayne Wade is a girl?
Is a girl in the movie? Cause he threw LeBron the lob and he did that signature pose, right?
Yeah,
and it was LeBron and
it was Lola Bunny.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So
oh,
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's an Easter egg. Yeah, maybe it's an Easter egg. Yo, you know what trips me out the most, fam?
What?
Like, you know when? Cause I always watch theories and on YouTube.
I got bear theories today.
The theories of when like. It's related to some shit in your room. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait, like, is there a dark theory? You gotta chill, fam.
No. But you know when you're listening to something, it's like, yo.
It's right there.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
tell me what's cursed in this room.
No, nothing's cursed. Nothing's cursed.
Okay.
But I saw this theory, right? And then it's something like, I'm like, wow, I never noticed that.
Yeah.
So what it was is, you know the doors that are in our houses? Look at this door behind me.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Did you ever notice it's actually a cross and it's open Bible at the bottom?
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Even that door, it's the same thing. So the classic door, like the main door that everybody uses in their house is this cross and Bible at the bottom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You see the cross, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this was made because, remember when there was witches and shit? Mm-hmm. Like, back in the day, people were like, oh, she's a witch, burn her, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So this was supposedly supposed to keep, like, the witches away.
Demons away?
Yeah, supposed to, like, throw away, like, bad spirits and shit. Like, holy bad shit. Energy.
So your room is protected because these two doors.
Yeah, but I never knew that. Yeah. I never knew that. Now I feel a little bit more safe. I'm good.
Now that demon when you sleep, fam, I'm chilling, fam. Yeah. But yeah, my mom also told me, because we're talking about witches and shit and ghosts, but in the Philippines, because what do you call this? She has bear ghost stories, but this one she told me specifically. So she was just randomly out one night, and she was late night at a park, right?
Yeah.
She was on the swings, and there was a building... kind of like, or a house right in front of her, like a really tall building with a porch. She looks up and she sees a white lady, like a white ghost type of lady, right? And I was like, mom, do you know, can you like explain it more, like what happened? And boom, she just vanished, right? But this is what I researched it, and this white lady is supposed to be like international. Everyone sees, like, Russia, Japan, UK. She's a like a slim tall bride.
I'm pretty sure there's a movie too. There like the white. I think there's a movie called The White Lady.
So she kind of looks like The Conjuring too, because the hair.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is what happens in the Philippines. She's known to be like seen at like the side of the roads, and when you're driving and shit, and you look in your mirror, she'll be behind you.
Fuck that! Like in your car.
In your car, shit, fam. And here's the thing, like, she's only there to scare you to death, like literally.
Yeah.
Because like the thing is like, okay, like the origin story is like, okay. There was a beautiful girl. She got murdered. And that's the beautiful girl trying to like haunt who, like where she died.
Damn, bro. That's crazy.
It's f***ed, fam.
Wait, did I ever tell you about that, the graveyard in the Philippines?
No.
Bro.
Your aunt.
No, it wasn't my aunt. It was my aunt.
I read a comment where it's like, if Carlos ever mentions his aunt or his grandma, it's lit.
Nah. So one day, right? Mm-hmm. One day, my mom, she was watching like the GMA... television.
The normal.
The news one. Whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? The Tagalog news. And then this like, this news broadcast showed a bunch of these kids.
Okay.
They were like possessed. They were, the whole like field was possessed.
Yeah.
Because apparently like there was a graveyard nearby their school.
Okay.
The whole like classroom was possessed, and they started speaking Latin. They're speaking like fluent Latin, like spitting that shit.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, what the fuck? How? No one taught them Latin.
Yeah, yeah.
Latin's a dead language. How the fuck do they know Latin?
Yeah.
So they're saying like the spirit or whatever possessed them, possessed the whole classroom, possessed like all the kids there. And it was on news. Like there's an actual footage of it.
Like they all, at one time, they all started speaking type shit?
No, like they're like interviewing these kids, like individual. This girl's like speaking Latin. She's like,
yo, the news guy's like,
yeah.
What the?
Yeah,
it's like, y'all can y'all speak English, please? You're kind of scaring me, fam. But yeah, what is that though? Like, you know, just possess,
man.
That's
just like bad
scary.
Spirits and shit.
Back then, bro, it was lots of shit happened, bro. Like even because I remember, yo, I love the Jet one.
Which one?
Because the Jet episode.
Yeah.
Because it came out right when Easter came out.
Yeah, and yeah, so, it was perfect.
I don't know how it led up to that, but like it was like boom, 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 Orange and
it
Easter.
It was Easter the next day. It was Easter the next day.
I was
day.
Like, what the
f***? Yeah.
But yeah, so I was searching up. I was like, what other holidays are there? I was like, New Year's origins. There's like nothing of that. It was just
no
like,
New Year's origins.
It was just like a Greek guy. Yeah. But you heard of the origin of Valentine's?
I heard a little bit of it.
Word.
Not too much.
Fuck, I forgot the festival.
Yeah.
That Romans threw. It was like Leocardia or something.
I forgot.
Yeah, it's something cardia. But in that festival, it was mostly focused on like fertility, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Valentine's, oh boom, you have sex and shit like that,
right?
But then it kind of takes like a dark turn because they used to hit girls or like women, like dead animal skins and shit.
Oh, what the fuck?
Because it would increase their fertility.
Whoa.
Yeah, and like guys in that festival, would like, okay, so there would be a jar, right, with a whole bunch of girls' names in it. Boom, they would open it. The girl's name is, that's your partner.
That's your Valentine.
That's your partner in like the fucking big orgy they had.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that's like the Valentine cards.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right? Oh, shit. and the matchmaking.
Will you be my Valentine?
Yeah, will you be my Valentine?
In the orgy.
Oh my God. It's like, ah, let's happily walk to this shit, man.
That's messed up, bro.
I know.
But I bet like back then it was so commonplace, you know? It wasn't like a taboo thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
But looking back now, it's like, what the fuck are they doing?
It's weird, bro. Because there's also a separate story where it's like, I don't know if you heard this, but there's two saints named Valentine.
Oh, yeah.
And he completely refused to like worship these gods, and so he was put in jail. And when he wrote a letter to like a girl,
yeah,
he was like, from your Valentine, and then he sent it off. And that's why kind of like the saying, oh, will you be my Valentine or some shit came from.
That makes sense then. So where did Cupid come from? Do you know Cupid came
from? No, I didn't. Do you?
Nah.
That would have been a perfect back-to-back theory.
But because Cupid's just like a baby that makes people fall in love. But I think
there's something deeper to that, to be honest.
Is there a Roman... I think there's a Roman, like, in mythology, a Roman god that was... Wait, is Cupid a Roman god?
No. I think it's... No,
he might be. He might be.
Cupid?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's like a mythological, he's a myth, but not like a god.
No, like a myth, like in mythology. In Roman, you know how they have Greek mythology and the Roman mythology?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
With like Plato and all of these people.
Oh, you know then, I mean? Yeah, he's definitely in there.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. So Cupid's one of those, right?
Facts. I feel like there's a deeper meaning, though. I feel like, because at these ceremonies, they would like sacrifice an unlucky goat.
What the
Yeah, yeah, and yeah? Like a human. So I feel like Cupid might be like, I don't know, man. Like in my head, it's like Cupid shooting the guy
because he's shooting arrows at everybody.
Yeah,
to make people fall in love.
What is there? What do you think, fam?
I don't know. But all of this shit with like Valentine's and like
it's all business now.
It's never we're celebrating what it's supposed to be. Yeah. We're not celebrating that. We're just celebrating. Yo, let's show off.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's show off. Like, here, have some chocolate.
Facts. Yeah, well, like, why do we get chocolate?
Let's sell as much chocolate as we can shit. You know what I mean? It's not even, like, we're celebrating because Cupid. We're not celebrating because, like, oh, it's the meaning of love.
Yeah.
Is it really? Yeah.
Like, the whole story is, like, sacrificing people.
Yeah.
So it's, like, weird, bro. I don't know.
You know anything about St. Patrick's or not?
No, there's one for St. Patrick. I tried my best to search up like leprechauns and shit, but like nothing really like makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't
because it's just like a myth.
Yeah, the leprechauns are definitely a myth.
Yeah,
but I know there's a whole, you know How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how there's like a bunch of like different dragons and shit.
Yeah.
So I looked into leprechauns, right?
Okay.
Dog, there's like a whole book of like different leprechauns. There's like
super, really?
There's small ones. There's like darker ones. Yeah. There's like ones with like red hair.
Oh.
There's ones that can like cast spells. Yeah. There's ones that are like very lucky. You're supposed to like tap on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like there's so many different ones.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like in the 2021 draft for the leprechauns, I select.
Yeah. It's like picking a Pokemon, fam. Yeah. Who do you want as your starter?
I want the fastest one, fam.
do you like what's it called? What's the leprechaun cereal again? Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms?
I hate that shit, bro. No, you like that?
That shit's gas, bro. I'm not gonna
Lucky
lie.
Lucky Charms?
Yeah. Yo, my sister is so weird. Shout out my sister. She takes
the marshmallow.
All the good shit. The marshmallows out of it.
Yeah.
And only eats the cereal.
Oh, that's weird.
So when I wake
that's
up,
weird.
Right?
Yeah.
There's an empty bowl and there's a bowl right next to it with all the mushrooms.
No, the marshmallows.
The marshmallows.
Mushrooms.
Mushroom a day keeps the doctor away, you feel me?
But I hate the freaking, it's like eating styrofoam, bro.
But it's like, I don't know.
You know, like when the sound, when you like scrape the chalkboard.
Don't describe it like that. It's not like that.
Like when I chew that in my teeth, I'm like, ah, oh, man, really? It's like that feeling.
I like
that. Especially without milk. And you just
Ew, you
bite into that. No, into I that like, marshmallow thing.
I like that texture though.
I hate that texture.
Cause you see it on TikTok, those girls who just get chalk. I mean, no. It's not like chalk.
Oh, I hate that too, bro. That's so cringe to me, man. I want to try that
so bad because it's like powdered like a bar and they'll eat it in the white shit.
I don't like that, man. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I love the ones where it's like something soft. Like, you know the honeycomb shit? That shit looks good.
Honeycombs I like too.
Yeah, but I don't like the chalk stuff. It's like messy and it's like... That weird sound of like styrofoam-ish.
Really?
I don't like that.
I know. What makes you cringe other than like...
It's like that sound. That sound it makes.
I remember my... just thinking about it makes me shiver. Because my teacher did that one time. because she wanted to shut up the class. Yeah. She's like, class, shut up. And then no one would listen. She would go to the board and we would like this. Damn. And then everyone would like start cringing.
Yo, you know what? Do you think there's like there's certain things that trigger us because of like animal instinct?
Animal instinct? What do you mean by that? Like, give me an example.
So you know how horses, even though they never seen a snake before, they'll be afraid of snakes.
Yeah, they'll jerk back.
Like anything, like they'll look at even like a wire or like a hose and they could be afraid of it because it looks like a snake, even though they have never seen a snake before. Really? Like they could be put into an environment where there's no snakes and still see something that looks like a snake and be scared.
Yeah.
So do you think there's something with humans that we sense something like we're naturally afraid of, but even though we never seen before?
Yeah, for sure. Cause I've been afraid of some shit that I don't know what it is, but then I'll like, okay, no, this is, I know this is bad. I'm getting bad energy from it.
Well, what do you think's an example of that?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
I think the biggest one, and is prominent in every single culture, is prominent in every single, almost like, every single culture, every single civilization, is ghosts.
Ghosts?
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, that is true.
Like, we're all afraid of ghosts, but, you know what I mean? Like, we never seen ghosts before.
Because you kind of look insane. Like, you know when you're in the room by yourself and you're thinking about a ghost?
Yeah.
And you're just looking, and you're like, I'm kind of scared for no reason. Like, there's no one there. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Okay, that makes sense.
So, Mitt, what if, there's a theory, what if that's proof of ghosts, is that we are afraid of them even though we never seen them, because it's like an instinct.
You're
so maybe something. That shit is real.
Facts. You're onto something still. I knew it exactly when you pressed it. But yeah, in my mind, I was just thinking like, you know, poison ivy.
Yeah, poison ivy.
Yeah, because like when you look at a plant and you think it's poison ivy, you just kind of jerk away from it.
But that's because we know what poison ivy is.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. That's true.
Because if I never knew what poison ivy is, I'd just run through that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Holy fuck! I remember just a quick story.
Yeah.
Like I remember we went geonotting, right?
Geocaching.
Rando-notting.
Oh really? Yeah.
Yeah. So it led us into this deep ass forest, right? Me, Brandon, Justin.
Yeah.
And Brandon and Justin are those adrenaline seekers.
Yeah,
you know? And I'm over there with Charon like, why are we going so deep in this forest in Scarborough?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, bro? Like, and Justin's like, I think we're almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah.
Like, there's really nothing to see, right? But they just want to go there to achieve something. So we go there and they start running. And,
why?
And I don't know. Because they think they saw something.
Yeah.
And me and Charon start running through all these bushes. And you know those cactus things?
Oh, the burrs.
The burrs?
Yeah.
I come out the forest.
Covered in burr shit.
covered, and it hurts. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, I hate those ones, bro. But no, you know those little like it's like weeds, but it's spiky. You know what I'm talking about? It's like dandelions and weeds.
Oh,
but it's the spiky one.
I hate those, bro. Whenever I go on hikes, I get those. Yeah.
Even when you're like chilling in the grass and accidentally like put your hand on it.
Yeah.
I hate that.
That, bro. And like ticks. And like when you go, have you ever had like ticks?
Yeah, I had a tick before. You
really?
Have you?
No.
So I went like we went into this like trail is nearby like my aunt's cottage.
Yeah.
And I guess it was it was infested with like parasites on the floor.
See, that's you don't go in there if that's the thing, fam.
We were on like a concrete trail, right?
Yeah.
And we see literally, you know, like CSI Miami and shit. Like the microscope shit. And then like you see the parasite moving like this.
Ew.
Dog, there's little like orange worms on the ground that move just like the super skinny.
Like slugs?
No, it was super skinny. Like it was literal parasite.
Oh, that's
crazy. And it moves just like in the show where it moves like it's glitching out.
Yeah, it's glitching.
It looks like it's glitching out and shit. It moves just like that. It was weird.
That reminds me, you remember that SpongeBob episode where they took a magnifying glass and like zoomed in on a bee? and then showed the most disgusting
on
like
SpongeBob. Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think so.
But there was one episode, and it like scarred me, fam. You ever been like bitten by like really bad by a bee?
Oh, so this one time, right? Yeah. I think it was like grade 4 or 3. Mm-hmm. This was first day of school. I think it was first day of school actually.
Yeah. So you're still a kid when this happened.
Yeah. So we were chilling by like a portable, and then we were like talking, and then I felt something go up my pants. Like,
oh, hell no.
I felt like, and then all of a sudden it's like stinging. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, it's like stinging me, right?
Yeah.
Right on my thigh. It was like burning. I'm like, it's almost like someone put a needle in it.
Yeah, fam.
Like they stuck a needle and they're like twisting it.
Yeah.
It hurt. Cause they didn't just sting me once.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it just like, and
oh, that's like gross.
Shit. I think it was a wasp. It wasn't a bee though.
Okay.
Because if it was a bee, would have just stuck that thing in, right?
Yeah, and left.
Yeah. This shit was definitely a wasp.
Yeah.
Because, like, I had hella. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross, fam. Like, me, like, I feel like, because I got stung by a bee when, like, we were kids. Because we did stupid shit.
Mm.
Like, you know, there was, in my elementary school, like, at the door where you go out for recess, there's always this beehive. And the school never took it out, right?
Why?
I don't know. But it was like high up and you could kind of see it.
Oh, they got to save it. That's why. They got to save it.
And like, so me and my dogs, like we're all like these kids just wanted to just fuck around, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So a man throws like a shoe up there.
Oh my God. That shit drops? Oh shit.
Everyone starts.
It's like a movie.
One guy gets stung. I get stung. Like I'm trying my best to move around and shit. I'm like, oh, this hurts. So I get stung in the neck.
Yeah.
I remember getting stung like.
And
like,
they leave the thing in you,
they
right?
They leave the thing in you, bro. Like, bro, everyone. That recess, everyone came in. It was like tears. Everyone came in crying.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts so much, bro. You ever been stung by or like bit by a spider?
I think I have. Because I don't know what a spider bite looks like. Have you?
Nah, I haven't been bit by a spider, but I remember like when I was growing up, maybe like 7 years old, 6 years old.
Yeah.
I was the biggest Spider-Man fan, not gonna lie. You know where this is gonna go.
I don't think it's gonna be going.
So my room was in the basement, right?
Yeah.
And we used to sleep in the basement. And then there's like kind of like the cellar part of the basement. Like the storage unit.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a spider in the corner.
This is after watching Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. So I would always look at it and I'm like,
yeah,
I know what I have to do. But I don't know if I'm brave enough to do
it. No way you did this.
And I'm like
come on.
I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it.
Did you?
Nah, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
That would have been equivalent to my vampire garlic story. I got flamed for that so
imagine.
Hard, but yeah, I didn't get bit by a spider, but I've got warts from a frog.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like bad. Like it was like boop, 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 boop.
Damn.
Yeah. Cause it's like some saliva or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cause In the cottage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my dogs, every night, we go frog hunting.
Yeah.
And there's this white kid that I don't remember, but I hope he's doing blessed today.
Mm-hmm.
He would like grab the frogs with his hands.
What the hell?
And put them in buckets when we were frog catching. But me and my
he wasn't like, afraid, huh?
He was white. And me and all my Filipino cousins, we're there like... with a net, right? So, and this guy's like offering us chips that he dug, like... After he catches frog, he would like get chips and eat it. I'm like, bro, this kid's gonna go far in life. But yeah, I don't know, man.
That's dirt, bro. I think the nastiest thing I ever touched was like a slug. Like I picked up a slug. Yeah, like
just a slug.
It was like a neon yellow slug.
Yeah,
I picked it up for like a truth or dare.
A truth or dare.
Yeah,
we'll pick up that slug. But slugs don't do anything to you.
Yeah, it wasn't even that bad. Okay, well, what's like the nastiest thing you ever done?
The nastiest?
Or like thing you touched, I guess.
Oh, I know exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It was your throw up. Cause okay, St. Patty's Night, right?
Yeah.
And then I was holding the bucket, fam.
You didn't touch it.
No, it went on my, I remember the video cause I still have the video. It's like, bro, you got on my hand.
Oh, really? Oh, what the fuck?
Cause it was like, I was like, okay, this is blessed. Like he's really throwing up. And then there was like waterfall. It was like, whoosh.
And then boom.
Yeah. And then like bro, you missed like half the bucket, bro, and like got on my hand.
When I throw up, it's not like a little bit.
Oh,
that's tsunami shit.
I'm surprised I didn't throw up because when I see someone throw up, I want to throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I throw up, it's like it's bad. I'm not gonna lie. Bad, it's bro. Bad. It's not like a little bit. It's always like whatever's in there, it's out.
Facts. I know, bro. And like probably like shit too. I've touched like, yeah, I've probably touched shit before. Ew. Not people shit, but like animal shit.
Like dogs, yeah. Because I took on my dog shit.
No, not like dog shit, but like I've been at like the farms and shit, and I tripped and then like put my and
ew.
Tripped that into the cow shit. Ew. I'm telling you, I have so many embarrassing stories, bro.
You know what the cow shit is good for?
Oh yeah, the mushrooms, baby. Mushrooms, baby.
Yo, you know there's a certain frog. I forgot what the frog is called, but it's like
psychedelic frog.
Yeah. So they take
I think I've heard of this.
They take the frog and then like the slime of the frog, they put it on glass. They rub the frog on glass. And then they crystallize it. And then they scrape it with like a metal.
Yeah.
Get all of this powder.
Holy fuck.
And when they smoke it, it's DMT.
Yeah.
5-MeO DMT.
Holy shit. Yeah, go straight to the moon.
Straight to the moon.
Straight to Jupiter.
I think Mike Tyson did it.
Really?
Yeah, Mike Tyson did it.
Bro, Mike Tyson is the GOAT, bro. This guy does everything, bro. This guy did all the podcasts on everything.
Mike Tyson and Snoop Dogg, they've done it all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right? Even, not even, yeah, yeah, Snoop Dogg, because Bear Weed.
No, Snoop Dogg, he's been on everything, too. He's been on, like, all the talk shows. He did wrestling. He did movies.
It's his world, fam.
It's his world.
He's just doing the mini quests.
I'm pretty sure he did, like, a Muay Thai fight, too, right?
Really?
Or, like, he trained Muay Thai, at least.
Word. I think he has a video game of himself, and there was a...
Oh, yeah, that's Def Jam. Def Jam.
And he rage quit.
Yeah,
like, he got killed.
He played as himself, and then you got killed. It's so joke seeing like his character say the voice, and then it's his voice reacting like, to it.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I want to say, fam. But now back to the frog.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like, have you seen pictures of it? Is it like purple and like weird colors?
What do you mean, like the frog itself?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I never seen it. Look like? I think it's just like a toad.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a toad, not a frog.
Yeah.
What's the difference though? Do you know?
A toad and a frog? I think a toad's just bigger.
Is it bigger?
There's probably, yeah. There's probably some other shit.
What's the difference for an alligator and a crocodile? Do you know?
Alligator, crocodile?
Are crocodiles bigger? I think so.
Crocodiles are bigger, I think.
Yeah, crocodiles gotta be bigger.
Because crocodile sounds like... We're scared.
Do you remember Reptilia? When Reptilia used to come to our school?
Oh, bro, I love that shit. I don't know why they don't do that no more.
Because they can.
Why?
Because like, well, actually, maybe they still do in like elementary. Yeah, we wouldn't know.
But they would bring in like lizards.
Yeah, so Reptilia, people that don't know, mm-hmm. they're like in Canada. They used to bring in all of these animals for like the kids to touch.
Yeah.
So they brought in like a Komodo dragon one time. They brought a snake, like a non-venomous snake.
Yeah, yeah.
They brought like, I think they brought a frog too.
Yeah, they brought bear frogs too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all of those different reptiles and shit, right?
Yeah, they would have them in boxes and like, okay, show and tell.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You remember Earth Rangers too?
Earth Rangers.
That's a Canadian throwback if y'all know about that. Earth Rangers. It's like Save the Wildlife.
No, I don't.
And then they used to bring in like skunks, and they used to bring in like...
Skunks?
Yeah, they used to bring in like wildlife. They used to bring like an animal. Like a, they had an owl too.
I don't remember that shit.
You don't
man.
Remember that shit?
No.
That was fire.
What?
You never seen Earth Rangers? And then I remember they had like.
I know Earth Rangers, but I don't think they came to our school.
It was cool though. It was cool.
We just saw like, they like the teacher just put it up on a board.
Okay, well, what's the coolest like assembly you ever had?
Oh, racing against drugs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, but not even assembly, but when you would go to the complex.
Yeah, yeah.
And like when you're a kid, you would start up biking.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the grade eights would have the whips.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones. That's definitely a Canadian one too.
Yeah, that's Canadian classic.
I don't think they have thing. How about you?
My favorite assembly? I think it was the Earth Rangers though.
Really?
Those are my favorite. Cause I even like, they're like, yo, sign up on our website and you'll be an Earth Ranger. I'm like, I want to be an Earth Ranger. Yo, sign me up.
After you've seen the Komodo dragon, you're like, I want to be that. You feel me?
No, but that was a good like kind of initiative.
Yeah.
Because it got kids to like, I want to save the planet.
Because, fam, if you just throw out bare information to, like, six-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to do shit, fam.
Yeah, but if you make it fun.
Yeah.
If you make it fun like that and then show them all this cool stuff about it.
Yeah.
I think, this is my theory, I think that's the reason why Gen Z is the most eco, is the most, like, sustainability.
Shit. You're right.
That's Gen Z is all sustainability, all, like, eco-friendly, all green.
But that's so fun. That's so ironic because, like, our planet is dying.
Yeah,
but we're like kind of the most woke to it, you know, kind of
no
thing.
You know why? It's because we're the most like we care the most because it's our, yeah, it's gonna be our, us, yeah. We're living on.
I know, man.
You know what the sad thing is too?
Yeah,
you know who's paying for like all this COVID shit? It's gonna be us. And like our kids.
That's fucked.
It's gonna be us that pays for like all of the stimulus checks, all of this other stuff, you know.
up, bro.
Because it's not just free money. It's not just gonna disappear. Like someone's gotta pay for that.
Amen.
And that's our generation.
I know.
So y'all better get your money up,
dog. Quick, bro.
Get y'all money up.
Because once they start distributing the vaccines, we're gonna have to pay for that shit too. Because that's our lives.
Yeah.
But back to the animal shit. Mm-hmm. I remember my dad told me a story, right? I don't know. Yo, I want to go to the Philippines just to experience some shit like this.
What is it?
So this guy was sleeping on the couch. Regular ass day, right?
Yeah.
So I think he got woken up by an earthquake or some
earthquake
or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he woke up, right? And there was like a viper.
Oh shit.
In his house.
The fuck?
And I think his bro, like on the top floor.
Yeah.
He was like, hey yo, there's a viper and shit. So he got up.
Yeah.
He got up and like escaped it before it would thing. But imagine waking up. Boom, you wake up to an earthquake. That's only one. That's one thing already.
Yeah, yeah.
Second thing, there's a snake in front of you, dog. What do you do?
That's a Philippines for you.
That's such a Filipino story, fam.
Yo, you know my dad?
Yeah.
When he was in the Philippines growing up, mm-hmm. he had a pet monkey.
Really?
Like, he had a pet monkey. And he would tell me stories how, like, the monkey would like pick his hair, trying to get like whatever, and then like
that's sick,
yeah, and he would like try and steal toys and stuff for him. So he told me this one story. This is why he had to get rid of it. Mm. It's a sad story, but the monkey was he was trying to get my dad's toy, and my dad had this toy, and he knew like the monkey would try and take it.
Yeah,
so he was trying to be careful, trying to hide it from the monkey, right? Uh-huh. But the monkey saw it.
Oh,
the monkey saw it, and he's like, "I'm getting that," you know. And then he tried and grab it from my dad, but he did something to protect it, and the monkey scratched my dad's face. So he has a scar on his face.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know your dad's hella funny, though, so he probably, like, whenever he's at a party and shit, he's like, you know where I got this monkey from? No. It's like, you know where I got this from, man? In the Philippines, I was out there. I was in the fields. Whole time, it was just a monkey.
It's more shark.
Yeah.
That's like in Nick Fury and Captain Marvel. Yeah. You know how he has like a missing eye?
Oh, the eye patch.
And then everyone's like, oh, he lost it in like gunfight.
Yeah, yeah.
He lost it in like a knife fight.
But then what's the true story?
It was a cat. Cat scratched his eye.
I remember one time I got a haircut, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but the guy was fading my shit.
Yeah.
And he did the lineup. And like,
oh, kinda, by accident?
Yeah, kind of like, it kind of slipped because I moved. Mm. And like, it cut my eye right here.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh. And there was like a cool little scar, right?
Yeah.
So next day I'm like, yo, get all the girls like, yeah, what happened? I'm like, bro, I got into a fight, bro.
It's something tough to talk about.
But I didn't want to talk about it because like I don't want to relive that.
You don't got this. You don't got this. It's like a tear tat. Yo, my friend, you know Assassin's Creed, Ezio? He had like a notch in his mustache. My friend has a scar like right on his mustache, like naturally.
Really?
Like I think he got it when he was like in the woods or something, like a tree like mm-hmm. like hit his mouth. And he has a scar right on his mustache, just like Ezio in Assassin's Creed.
So he feels sick, huh?
Yeah, it was sick. It was sick. And we were like the biggest Assassin's Creed fans back then. We're like, yo!
This is my true calling.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. But stuff like that is really cool. Like, well, I remember you telling me something about birthmarks.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, well, what's that? Is like a theory or something?
Bro, so the theory about birthmarks is every single birthmark is a clue to how you died in your past life.
Okay.
So I have these two birthmarks like on my belly. And then like I had this huge one like on the back of my leg.
Really?
So like I'm trying to think like if this theory is true, maybe I got shot like on my side and it exploded out of my leg like in my past life.
I was going to say because it was you died three times before and this is your fourth.
Wait, what?
Because it's one, two. You said you had two birthmarks, right?
No, I have three. So two here and then a big one like on the back of my leg.
Oh, okay.
But it's like huge. It's like it exploded out. If I got shot here and it exploded out, it's crazy.
Oh, see, no, because that's my theory though. Because since you have three,
mm-hmm.
this is your fourth time. So you've came back to thing. This is your fourth life type shit.
You think so?
Yeah, because I only have one.
Mm.
So I feel like this is my second life.
Oh, is that the theory too?
I don't. This is just my. That's I just your came theory. Up with
That's
it
right
your
now. Theory. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cue the.
Oh, wrong one.
But yeah.
Wait, how many? You only have one birthmark then?
Yeah, at the back of my like knee thing.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think? How do you think you got that?
Oh,
you got,
I don't know.
You took an arrow to the knee.
Lucky. Yeah, because what else could it be, fam? Like, why are you going for my knee? How could I die from my knee? I was really pussy in my first life. Like I really did it. It's so sad.
And then you know how they say if you're a boy, you might have a freckle on your arm.
Oh no! I seen every girl has something like that on their arm.
Yeah.
What is it? Do I have that?
I don't know. There's like a freckle and I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
Damn.
So a lot of people, they say like, oh, the government or like they're breeding people because they all have the same freckle, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, that's bullshit. But if you take this like past life theory on it, what if the reason they died was like an injection and they all got the same injection?
I was just gonna say
because it's a small freckle. Yo,
that was like a thing because I was exactly thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Maybe that might have been it, bro. But yeah, I was searching up too.
Okay, mm-hmm.
So there was a guy on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
That took a Pringles can. I don't know if you've seen it. Mm. And there's a code at the bottom of a Pringles can, right?
Yeah, like the expiry date, no?
No, no. But there's also like a little code, right?
Okay.
So you type that shit on Alibaba.
Yeah.
And there's listings on, I don't know if, Adrenochrome.
Oh, Adrenochrome?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's some dark shit.
Yeah, because like the elites or like the, that we always talk about and want smoke with for some reason.
Chill, I don't want no smoke.
Exactly, we don't want smoke. But they like, I heard that they take like, they torture like kids, bro. Mm. They torture kids and like they harvest their blood and inject it to themselves.
Yeah.
To fucking, to live longer.
Bro, that one's really crazy because there's like, there was this whole kind of protest movement.
Mm.
And they got silenced.
The whole thing
got silenced.
Yeah, cut that shit off, bro.
Crazy, bro. And then, so like what we were saying, it's like a chemical in children's blood.
Yeah.
It's supposed to like boost mortality. Supposed to make you like not age.
It's fucked,
make you live longer, like a vampire type shit.
Yeah. See, I didn't believe it either, but then there was also like this, I think it was a movie clip.
Yeah.
It was like, I think it's called Loathing in New York.
But Fear and Loathing in and Las Vegas.
Yeah, in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And there was this clip where the guy took adrenochrome and like put it in here. And like he started going crazy. Him really? And his boy. And he like they went on like some crazy psychedelic.
Damn, I never finished that movie. I should low-key finish that movie.
Yeah. Do you remember it by that scene?
No, I don't remember that scene. Because I only watched the beginning of it.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, they're just tripping off balls the whole movie. I know that.
Yeah. It was fucked up. Because like I think in that movie they extract it from people, like human glands.
Yeah.
And they put in that bottle, fam.
It's so crazy to me how there's so many like different plants that can affect you. Like you don't know like this one little thing could make you do this.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Just from the chemical. And I think there's like almost a miracle sense of us finding it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and finding it at the right time, whether it be with like vaccines, medicine, right? Like we all find this, like it's kind of like a miracle in itself. It's like nature.
Shout out to all the scientists out there who do this research.
Yeah.
Because it's fucked. Because you need to try it to prove it.
Yeah.
So there's mans that a thing that are out there trying that shit.
Mm.
You know what I found really funny is like mans at Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, what about it?
They have like, you seen documentaries on it where they have testers.
Yeah, what do you mean?
And they would go in, the testers would go in blind in their own little booth, right?
Yeah.
And like eat it and like they would put a score on like how happy this make you from 1 to 10.
Oh, really?
And they would put like 8. And if it doesn't pass the thing, they won't release it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, that's just a random thing that came up in my mind.
I know something about Taco Bell. I heard this story where it's like their meat is like the lowest grade meat possible.
Really?
Like barely passes like health.
Chill.
Yeah. Like their ground beef is supposed to be like barely passes.
Word.
Like just pass.
Okay, yeah. Say this is just a theory. This
is just a theory, but like if you think about every time I have Taco Bell.
Shit that shit out, man.
Bro, the runs, you know what I mean?
The runs, bro. Like that shit goes in and straight out, fam. But yeah, I remember Taco Bell did wine too. They have their own wine line.
Oh yeah? I didn't know that.
Bro, I remember some girl in the news was trying it.
Mm.
And she tried it, right?
Yeah.
She's like, this is the new wine from Taco Bell, right? And she did one of those. She choked on it.
Ew. Why is Taco Bell making wine?
I don't know, bro. Stick to the enchiladas, the Tostitos or whatever you have those, fam.
Nah, like I would never. They got to stay in their lane because Taco Bell's fast food.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to mix that shit with fine dining.
Exactly. That's like me doing. I don't know, but yeah.
That's like McDonald's coming out with like a fucking. Wait, didn't McDonald's come out with a pizza?
Did they?
No. I think they did.
A pizza? No,
I think they did like long, long time ago. Someone in the comments say, like, I think they did.
Loki was only in America, huh? Because they only have that shit there.
Maybe. Or maybe it was Italy or something.
Bro said Italy.
I don't know.
I don't know either. You know the origins of the Leaning Tower pizza? Why does it lean?
Well, you know?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Literally, I'm just spitting out whatever goes in my mind right now. I'm off like 4 hours.
The Leaning Tower?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe someone like took out a piece and then just started leaning.
I don't know.
Like they took out a piece and started leaning, like, yo, that looks kind of cool still. Yeah. Keep it.
But there, oh, I remember something I saw. Do you have an Alexa here?
Nah.
Fuck.
Why?
Because if you say, Alexa, can you tell me a scary secret?
Yeah.
Right? And then Alexa will like, there's like generated answers.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the answers was like, okay, when you manifest a different reality,
yeah,
you move into another dimension. And when something that you manifested come true, you're no longer in that original dimension. You're in your new one. And then Alexa will just shut off.
Damn, what the fuck?
And that's Alexa telling you that, bro.
Is that real?
I don't know. I seen a TikTok.
What the hell?
I seen a TikTok on it. There was bare ones, though. But nah, low-key, I think it's fake.
Bro, but that's the biggest secret of life, mm-hmm. low-key. Or not, I want to say life, but that's like a very big secret not a lot of people know about is manifestation.
We talk about this shit all the time.
That's why I preach it.
If y'all don't believe at, what episode is this? 20 by now?
Yeah, it's episode 20.
Yeah, bro. We talk about it bare, bro.
Yeah, but bam, if you take in, I think there's a movie, it's called The Secret.
Yeah.
Watch that movie. Okay. I think it's on Netflix.
It's about manifesting.
It's all about law of attraction, manifestation.
That's a banger.
And I promise you, every single successful person mm-hmm. knows this is true. Mm-hmm. Like, they know law of attraction. They know manifestation is real.
Yeah.
And they're proof of it. Like, they'll tell you themselves. I feel like. Mm. Ask anybody successful, they'll tell you.
Yeah. So, like, why you kind of, like, believe. Okay, mm-hmm. If you tell yourself every day, I'm gonna make a million. You're going to get there at some point.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Not only that, but, like, also shaping your life in through your eyes. Mm-hmm. So like you're making everything yours. So you kind of speak things into existence. At the same time, you're also in that position.
Yeah.
So you're acting as if, I forgot who, I think it was Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for $1 million before like he was rich and famous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the day he found the check again was like a few days after he signed a deal for like over $1 million.
Damn.
So he spoke into his existence and he manifested himself in that position. And that's how it gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Is you see yourself in there and then you move as if like you're there already.
That's the whole thing, bro. Because have you ever felt like so controlled in your life? I don't know how to kind of word this, but like, okay, boom, I know where I'm going type shit.
All the time now.
All the time now?
Kind of.
Yeah. I feel like that too, because before I was like, I was just going with the flow, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now when I have some sort of like a goal,
yeah,
like I know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
It's a good feeling too.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a little bit of game on manifestation.
Yeah.
When you're manifesting, don't just manifest the idea.
Yeah.
Manifest you actually there, as in you're in that position where, how does it smell? How does this rug feel?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How does like the sound of this sound? Like, how does the air conditioning in my condo sound?
Yeah.
If you can manifest every single detail, it's like 100 times more powerful.
Yeah, bro. I manifested. I remember I had a dream and I manifested. It was me, you, Drake, and Zach Bia.
Zach Bia.
He's always there though. He's always there. He's
always there in the cut.
But we were in LA.
Yeah.
And it was mad real. Like I could smell the fucking like everything, the air and shit like that. And we were just turning up in LA, bro.
Smell the Dior Sauvage in the air.
Bro, I need to get on for like perfumes, bro.
You don't have any?
I have some, but it's like the.
Oh, it's not like the expensive ones. Yeah.
But like no, like pause. Like sometimes like a guy would like walk in. Like I'm just sitting at the lecture.
Yeah.
A guy will walk past. I'm like, oh shit,
it's fire, right?
You smell good, yeah, bro. Yeah. Like pause, but yeah.
I only bought like that one, the Chanel one.
Oh, the Chanel-y?
Yeah.
But there's certain tricks though that I didn't know that Charon taught me. Like you're supposed to do like put it in like the back of your ear or like wherever your heart beats.
Oh yeah, so, you know so, why? Like,
yeah, why?
Because it's supposed to like it heats up. It heats up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Heat spot. So this right here is where your pulse is, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know the pulse.
So it will reflect off, like, not reflect off, but like project.
Yeah, that's the word.
Project off of itself.
Yeah, that's what I learned though, because it's way deeper than that. And
mm-hmm.
I got to get on that stone.
Same thing with your armpits too. That's why you put like deodorant there.
Yeah, I need deodorant down there, bro. Because I don't even
down there.
No, down here, fam. Because I don't grow hair there. Well, not a lot.
Yeah, you don't sweat a lot there.
Nah.
Yeah, me too.
Bro, those men that'll be in public with their like gray t-shirt and then it's like this. I'm like, bro, are you okay? But you know, in those the Filipino parties,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you have the towel on your back, you know it's a lip party.
Yeah, yeah. I posted on my story. I'm like, y'all know if you're a Filipino kid back in the day and you had like the brown paper towel on your back or even the white paper towel, it doesn't matter. And you're sweating and yeah. your mom's like, come here.
Oh,
puts a towel on your back,
bro.
It was a lit party.
My mom still does that, fam. My mom still does that whenever I get sweaty, bro.
Those are the best parties because everyone's like having fun. Everyone's like running around. Yeah.
We're active.
Everyone has like a popsicle in their hand and yeah, shit. Exactly, you know,
bro. Those are the good old days, bro.
Yeah.
But then what do you call this? What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So there's the a thing that my mom tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So like you have to wipe. Because whenever I like played and shit,
yeah.
I didn't want to wipe my back. I just wanted to keep playing.
Mm.
So my mom always ingrained to me that if you sweat in your back and shit and yeah. you don't wipe it, automatic sickness. Like
really
like bad, really bad sickness.
Oh no, you do. Cause you get cold.
I mean, yeah, you get cold. But like I told my doctor
yeah.
and I was like, is this real? Like, and she's like, just go with it for your mom, you know?
Mm, yeah.
But I kind of get it.
No, you know what it's more for?
What?
It's for back knee, bro.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I have a back knee, though.
That's what it's for. So like whenever your back is sweating, you got to switch that t-shirt.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Bro, I don't know why men's like after they're doing like done working out,
yeah,
in like Ryerson and shit,
yeah,
they just go home with their regular tee.
Damn, that's dirt.
I know. I'm like, you're not gonna wipe yourself, fam. They're just sitting in sweat.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
that stank, bro.
Have you been in that position where you're just like you had to like you just have to sit there, fam?
Nah, the worst I hate like when I was a kid,
yeah,
and you know like Chuck E. Cheese or like Woody Woodchucks,
oh, yeah.
and then like. You pass by the kicks. That shit stank so bad, bro. Oh my God, man.
Yeah, it's a bunch like, that of
made me, that made me not want to go up into the playground. Like, even, yeah. you remember when McDonald's had playgrounds and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, literally the cubby hole where you put your kicks.
Mm, oh my
that
God.
That shit, like, made me not want, and it's right beside the entrance of the playground. So, like, yeah. it's like, this is what's there. You want to go?
This is your caution. Proceed with caution.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's like the sample. That's like a taste.
Facts. I got a funny story because my friend used to work at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever I took him to Pickering this time, he's like, yo, you guys have a playground in here? He's like, yeah, it's right there. He's like,
they still have it?
Yeah, they still have it, bro.
What?
But it's obviously it's closed because COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he used to clean it.
Oh.
And fam, when he tells you, like, yeah. you needed to triple mask because he would yeah. see, like, it would smell like pee and feces in there.
Ew,
bro.
Bro.
I'm like, oh my God.
That's dirt.
Like, and you're crawling in there because, you know, like,
yeah.
Well, when you're up there, you hear the dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
Bro, man. I watched this video. It was like a worker of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And then she was saying how a lot of people don't know, but she would find a lot of like condoms in freaking the ball pits and shit.
Whoa.
Of like the Chuck E. Cheese like ball pits.
That's this. I think I've read some shit like that too, bro.
And you know what's even crazier?
Because
you know when you walk into Chuck E. Cheese and then you have to put a stamp on your hand.
Yeah.
And then whoever you're with, you all have the same stamp. You know why?
Why?
That's because nobody gets abducted.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Abducted by who though? Like
by like child predators, bro.
Oh, that's yeah. Because that's
the spot. Yeah, that's the spot. And then in the confessions of like the Chuck E. Cheese worker, she would say like. There would be men that come
yeah.
by themselves to Chuck E. Cheese. And it's not like they can do anything because it's legal.
Yeah.
But they would still just come by themselves to Chuck E. Cheese.
See, that pisses me off, bro.
That's fucked up, right?
Fucked up, bro. Like, even when Pokemon Go came out,
mm-hmm.
and, bro, they're doing the most. The Predator's doing the most because, you know, those lures?
Yeah.
In Pokemon Go, they would put a lure on, like, some park.
Wow.
Lure all the kids and, like, kidnap them, bro.
That's messed up.
Like, that's messed up. Up, bro. Like, why are you doing that, bro?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you just be careful when you have shit like that too. Like geonodding, I was really scared.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't mess with like the dark stuff, man.
It's fun.
Stay away because you don't know what you're getting into. That's the thing. You don't know what you're getting into until you're there.
Yeah, until you're in the moment.
Just like you ever watch those in the wild videos, like Les Stroud or Bear Grylls, like surviving in the wild.
Bear Grylls, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever think like If you were put in that position,
yeah,
you think you would survive? Because you don't know until you're there, you know what I mean? Like, I think, oh, I know all this stuff, like, yeah, I'm going to be good.
I watched all the episodes of Bear Grylls, I'm good.
Yeah, but if you're really in that position, I don't even know. to be honest.
I don't think I would kill a like those pigs running around like they do.
Because, dog, it's already hard enough to fish with a fishing rod.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
Like, fam, that's just mad hard to get food already. Like,
yeah.
And I'm so used to, like, this lifestyle. I'm like, okay, everything's brought to me, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a kitchen, I have a washroom, I have a bed.
Imagine taking, like, an average teenager in high school and then putting him into the wild and then see if they can survive.
I don't know why that isn't a show. Like, low-key. Like, but right? just have, like, a crew there just in case some shit happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's already hard enough for them to order, like, food.
That ass, bro. Oh, the fucking Uber Eats is fucking loading for me. But yeah, bro, that's fucked up. No, I don't think I would. Do you think?
I think I could... I think try.
Yeah.
I think, but I don't know how long I'd survive there, bro.
I think you would go primal, low key.
I have a full beard. Dude, that SpongeBob episode. Yeah.
Well, you just have to adapt to it. You know?
Yeah. Like but the conch shit. Remember the conch episode? Oh, I'm going to start talking to like a fucking rock.
That was top. I think that's top 3 SpongeBob episodes. Yeah. Man. The conch episodes, man. That's so funny, bro.
May I eat this kelp?
Yeah.
No. Squidward, like, f*** you.
No, I can actually see that, in, like, you being that fan.
Yo, what's the weirdest thing you ate? What's the weirdest thing?
Weirdest thing I ate? Low-key, it's not even weird, but, like, okay, just straight off my mind, I would say balut.
Oh, yeah, you ate that?
Yeah.
I never tried.
Really? No, low-key, it's fire. It's good? You just have to get...
It's like egg, though, right? Yeah, it's just egg.
It's egg, but, like... Once you get into the fertilized chicken part, kind of gets weird.
Does it taste good though?
It kind of just tastes like chicken, fam.
Yeah.
Not going to lie to you. Like you put salt and toyo on it. And
it's like a soupy chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not a big fan. That's the thing. I'm not a big fan of like soggy food.
I hate soggy. Texture is good. Like I need texture in my food.
Mm. Yeah. Like I know it's a very Filipino thing to put like soup on your rice. I'm not a big fan.
I don't do that.
Like I keep it separate. And my mom, my sister, everybody puts soup on the rice.
Yeah, yeah.
I can still eat it. It's good, but like I like to keep it separate.
Yeah.
I have my soup and then I have my rice and I put it together. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one reason because I don't eat soup a lot.
Yeah.
Just because of that, I don't like that texture.
The soggy rice, right?
The soggy shit. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
My mom doesn't get it, but she thinks I'm whitewashed.
Yeah, I think that's maybe we are whitewashed. Yeah, that's probably why.
You're my twin fam.
Low-key. That's probably why.
Because I like chicken wings. I love that shit, man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. No cap. I rather eat like American food rather than Filipino food, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But that's how I grew up, right? I mean, if I grew up in the Philippines, that shit would definitely be different.
100%. Bro, like in the Philippines, they put coffee on their rice. I'm thinking
they put coffee on their rice?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the Milo too.
No, just straight up coffee.
Oh, where?
And they would eat their rice.
Damn.
Hey, I'm telling you, the Philippines makes it happen.
I know they put like the gravy on the rice too. That's low-key fire.
They'll put anything on the rice. Yeah. They'll eat mangoes with the rice.
Yeah, they eat mangoes with rice.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro. I think my mom only had oil when she was like really like back then. Mm-hmm. She'll only have oil and rice. And word. So whenever my mom eats with me, her main thing is like, oh, like finish this because before I only had this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, no, that is true. Like, I get that.
Yo, I seen this TikTok, and he was, like, cooking, you know, aloe vera? Like,
cooking it?
He was cooking, like, an aloe vera, like, a freaking piece of the aloe vera, cut it up. And you know the jelly-looking thing?
Yeah, I put that shit on my face every
day. Yeah. He was, like, frying it, and then putting, like, chili flakes on it. I'm like, damn, looks kind of good.
Aloe vera?
I know, it's, like, weird, but, like, the way he cooked it and the sound it made, it low-key sounded good.
Word.
Kind of want to try it.
It didn't burn up and shit? Because I swear that it should burn up. Like it shouldn't be.
Oh, like melt?
Yeah, like melt type shit.
He was like frying it. It looked good, low key. Oh,
okay.
Not gonna lie. Because
when you cook coke, I remember there was a thing. It like it sticks to the pan. Like
it gets sticky. Stuck. Yeah. It's
stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, maybe aloe vera might be a sick ass candy. Is there shit like that?
Like aloe vera candy?
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know.
Because there's aloe vera drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Aloe drink is fire. Yeah,
aloe
key.
Drink is fire. I low key.
So maybe it's good. It looks good still. I'm not gonna lie.
Fuck it, we'll cook up some shit right now. What are you gonna say though?
Oh yeah, you ever ate like a plant like in the freaking
in the Philippines?
You ever got dared to like eat plants and shit? Like eat that leaf?
No. Have you?
Nah, I remember one time.
Yeah.
We were like playing truth or dare, and then there's like a bush. you know the evergreen bush?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I just tried him like. Yeah.
Was it like bitter? It was bitter alive?
It was bitter.
Yeah.
It's not that bitter taste. It tastes like a really, really bad vegetable.
Yeah. Bro, I remember there's this challenge going around, right? And my friend did it to me. He's like, yo, Gavin, say this word, right? Say, So I was like, so your mouth would kind of open
and then
took a dandelion.
Oh my
and like,
God.
Thing, and, then, and like, it was stuck on my shit. And like that. Like, oh,
the one with all like the little white stuff?
Yeah, the little white stuff. I'm like, ew, bro. Like, why would you do that?
Pause.
You set me up for that. You know that, right?
I know.
This guy really set me
that
up.
That was a good segue, stuff. Yeah.
Mess with the white stuff. I'm in my thought already, so I'm like, yeah, yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should do like
we should do smelling salts.
Smelling salts.
You seen those? Really? I'm gonna get a package.
What do you mean smelling salts?
Let's get 10k likes and we'll do smelling salts.
What is that?
Because this is you crack it open, right? And yeah, it's ammonia. So this is what hockey players do to get like. When you smell it.
Oh yeah, I heard of that. Actually, yeah. I heard of that.
And I've seen a video of hockey players doing it, and they're like.
It makes your adrenaline go up.
Yeah, yeah. Because you need that
shit. That's a lot of football players do that, I think.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I low-key need a pack of that because 5 a.m, I'm up.
Oh, word. That makes sense.
It's the opposite of melatonin.
Opposite of melatonin.
Yeah, take a smelling salt.
That burns your nose, though, doesn't it?
I don't know. It's like a quick reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of like pepper for like 5 seconds.
Mm. Now, what I was saying was,
yeah.
I was saying we should do like a Filipino food taste test. Like
we
on
should,
camera, right?
We should, yeah. I think they would enjoy that shit.
Yeah. It's like, all right, this is the food we eat. It's all the snacks.
We need a 8D so they can smell the shit we're smelling too.
What's your favorite like Filipino dish? I don't think we said that on camera.
Oh, Filipino dish? What's yours?
It's adobo.
Adobo? I like adobo, but I don't like, it's not top for me.
It's adobo and lumpia, but lumpia is basic.
Yeah, lumpia is basic.
But if I'm gonna go like favorite like meal, I'm gonna say like spam and eggs or like longanisa and eggs.
I was gonna say that too. Bro, you wake up to a nice brunch.
Yeah.
But, and I said this on things, there you too. The red hot dogs that are not allowed in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Every Filipino watching this knows this.
Yeah.
But yeah, they can't import it to Canada because there's some next ingredient in it.
Like the red dye or something. Yeah. Yo, remember the plastic balloon? The plastic balloon?
I never tried those, fam.
You never tried that? No. You were in the Philippines, though.
Yeah, I never tried those.
Damn.
Did you?
Yeah. They brought it back and then, like, I had some here.
Really?
Yeah, it was like the little, it was kind of like a jelly and then like a really thin straw. Yeah. And you put the jelly on the thin straw and you blow it up.
And thing, right?
And it's a little plastic balloon.
But see why I didn't try that? Because I have a fear of balloons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense then.
I don't know why like it came up though.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, oh my God.
This guy can't watch up.
No, the fact that I don't like balloons in general, but it was like, I was at this party, fam, and there was like this balloon that like, went into like a platter of food, and that shit was the most disgusting shit and scarred me for life. Like,
really?
That's when if I think about that, I actually might throw up. Like a balloon hitting food.
Why?
I don't know, bro. It's the equivalent to this.
It's like cringe for you?
It's cringe, bro. Like why is a balloon in like touching that shit, bro? Like get it out.
That's interesting. So
I'm a weird kid, fam. I know you have some shit like that too. Like something scarred you. That now it's like...
Oh, okay. So this is one thing that scarred me.
Yeah, yeah.
It still scarred me to this day is my dad used to put me on like the ledge of the mall. Like, you know that...
What?
Like he used to put me on the ledge to scare me.
To scare you. Your dad's a comedian still.
I was afraid of heights ever since.
Oh, that's where you got it?
Like you would hold like it wasn't he wasn't like trying to do nothing. like
oh,
nah. It wasn't like that. Like he's taking care of me, but like just scared me and shit.
Yeah.
Like put me on the ledge like this. Because I was afraid of heights, right?
Yeah.
And I looked down like
Yeah, that shit's mad scary, bro.
But it's not like I screamed. I didn't scream.
Yeah.
Because I'm more smart than that. I'm not gonna scream with all these people around, you know what I mean?
Oh yes, because
Like obviously I know it's like I'm not in danger.
Yeah, true. That,
so like I held it in, I'm like, yo, I'm scared. I'm scared. No, but ever since that day, I was afraid of heights, right?
Fuck.
Whenever I go to like the CN Tower. Oh, and I look down in the glass, bro. I honestly,
the only memory,
like I can't do it. I can't do it right away, but like I ease myself into heights and I can do it. Like, do you remember when we went treetop trekking for school?
Oh yeah, that was lit.
So I lost my fear of heights when we went treetop trekking because it was so long. It was so long of a day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like,
you survived it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You can't die from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Low key, because there was girls there that were scared.
Yeah.
And they broke down, bro. So I felt bad for all the mans that like had to go on this trip. Because yeah. I swear they made it like mandatory, like you had to come.
No, it's more like you had to come or you're going to miss out because everybody's going.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you don't come, you're lame-o.
Exactly. That was probably like one of the best trips, to be honest.
Yeah, be there or be square.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yo, you know why they say be there or be square?
No, why?
So the reason they say be there or be square is because if you're not around, not around.
Oh! The more you know.
So you're a square.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
If you're not around, you're a square.
Word.
Never knew that, right?
No, I didn't. I'm about to go up to be like, yo, be there or be square. You know why? You know the origin of that shit, though?
I know your conversations now, like, with random people are fire.
I'm not going to lie,
gotta
bro.
They got to be now.
I'm not going to lie, because I usually, okay, whenever you put me on,
yeah.
Like you said before, like, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
But, like, when I talk to, like, people are like shorties in general.
The shorties.
they love that shit, bro.
I told you.
They love that theory shit, bro. Because if you can have a good conversation with them about like aliens and shit like that, they'll be, that's their whole
it's
night.
Different. It's yeah, different.
Their whole night they're thinking about that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. And like exploring conversations like this
yeah.
is so much more like, it's more entertaining than just talking about like, oh, how's the weather? Exactly, you know what I mean? Like, bro. Or like even talking about like, oh, this is going to sound like a diss now.
Yeah.
Even talking about like gossip and shit.
Wow. This guy really wants that fight, huh?
No, you feel me though?
I get it though.
You feel me though? Because what are you promoting when we're conversating about like gossip and shit?
Yeah.
We're not promoting positive. We're low-key promoting negative. So if you can flip the script and then like talk about something positive or even something just like yeah, opens bro. Your ideas,
yeah.
make you a little bit more creative. Mm-hmm. Change your way of thinking a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I think those are definitely my favorite conversations, and that's what I do with this.
If you can go out after this podcast and say some cool shit and like fucking blow someone's mind,
yeah.
Our job is done, fam.
Real shit.
Like, that's what the goal of this shit.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like open everybody's mind, you know?
Yeah.
Change their way of thinking.
I know our subscribers are probably like the wokest, most creative, most inspired. Yeah, most inspired. Like,
I love that shit.
Exactly, bro.
That's good.
Yeah.
Shout out all the jumpers out there. All right, you want to end it there?
Yes, sir. We'll end it there.
All right. Thank you, everyone, tuning in today. We have stereo shows. If you guys want to tune into that, yes, every sir. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Follow us on stereo.
Yep.
And yeah, that's it for today.
Yep.
Jumpers jump out.
Deuces.